Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in 3 stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Happy Sunday morning, if you have power and you're listening. We did not have power this morning. That storm was something last night. Ripped through the alerts on our phones, trees down. I hope everybody is safe and the damage is minimal. It has been a stormy summer for sure. It looks like we'll have more storms throughout the week. You know, it's been 2 weeks since the assassination of Melissa and Mark Hortman and the attempted assassination of John and Yvette Hoffman. And I would just say this, that that it feels like it's been longer, I think, to a lot of people. And as I wrote on Friday, it's still very surreal and not real. But I watched the funeral yesterday, and, you know, I think it begins to take the next step as we move forward. May we never forget their lives and their service, but also moving forward. So I want to, it's been a while since I've taken calls and texts. So 651-461-9226. We'll take your calls and your texts, thoughts on moving forward and or anything else on your mind today. I'm willing to pretty much entertain any topic that we've wanted to talk about for a while. We have a week ahead that doesn't, all eyes are on Washington politically. And I think that may help Minnesota heal and move forward one step or two steps forward. So I want to change the subject in the coming weeks. I tried, and hopefully next week we'll have some folks on from the federal delegation to talk about the big bill. I don't know if it's beautiful or ugly, but it is obviously changing a lot with the federal government. I was listening to some discussions this morning about that, and we'll dig in this week and kind of pull out what else is in that bill. We've all heard about the Medicaid cuts. We've heard about the tax changes. But we haven't heard about a lot of things, and including one discussion this morning was about child care credits, child care tax credits, and green energy defunding. So we'll listen, we'll watch, we'll get smarter on the big bill for next week. It really did kind of get set to the side these last couple weeks. So, but I am going to talk to Scott Dibble, Senator Scott Dibble, today. And it struck me this week that it's been 10 years since the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage was legal in America. And so it struck me that if it's been 10 years since that, and then on Friday we were waiting for other Supreme Court news, the shifting dynamics of the court, I wanted to talk to Scott Dibble about, you know, the right of same-sex marriage. It is Pride today. And just kind of how he, as a gay senator and someone who's very familiar with the history of Pride, thinks about the advancements and what we hear are threats to equal rights protection for gays and lesbians. So when I come back, we'll talk to Scott Dibble, but we'll take your calls and text 651-461-9226 at the bottom of the hour. Any topic, open mic, open phones. Let's do it. This is Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCC. We are back on the Sunday Take. I'm your host, Blois Souls.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in 3 stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Son, as we begin to kind of move forward of the news of the last 2 weeks, one of the things that struck me this week was the 10th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage across the country. And I wanted to have Scott Dibble on. Today is also Pride in Minneapolis. And there's been a lot of anxiety about the court, about rights. And so it just struck me as a time to remember, learn, and understand kind of why we celebrate Pride this weekend, but also the significance of that decision from the court 10 years ago. Senator Dibble, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, boys. Glad to be on. Pride.
Yes. Let's just start with the history of Pride and why Minneapolis has such a significant size celebration and what it means to the community.
Well, listeners might be aware that Pride really has its roots in protest and activism and resisting discrimination, police violence, and systematic effort to discriminate against LGBTQ people and marginalize LGBTQ people. So, you know, it has its origins in the what we call the Stonewall Uprising of 1969, when LGBTQ people led by transgender individuals, Marsha P. Johnson and others, resisted a police raid on a bar that had been a favorite watering hole and gathering spot for a community, you know, a safe space for folks to get together. And it was just targeted, you know, for just purely homophobic and discriminatory reasons. And then that gave way to, you know, the larger movement to start demanding basic dignity, freedom, opportunity, the right to, you know, live our lives unfettered and, you know, achieve our dreams and aspirations. And so an event was hit upon, and one of the early adopters was our city, Minneapolis, back in the early 70s, decided to have a march/protest. Over time, it has morphed into both protest and celebration, an opportunity for us to come together in community and solidarity, and be, you know, just very visible and you know, let the wider community know that we're here and we're a part of the community and we're a part of every place and space in our society.
Senator, I think that's a good reminder to folks of why we're here. What would you say kind of the mood or the sense of the gay community is today, 10 years after the Supreme Court ruled for same-sex marriage? There also seems to be threats and anxiety and fear, probably like I haven't felt it for a while when I talk to my gay and lesbian friends.
Yeah, that's a great question. It'll be interesting to see what the mood and tenor is of the celebration today, the parade and the festival down at Loring Park, because we are experiencing the kinds of attacks and systematic efforts to push us out of the mainstream by the president and by the Republican Party, the likes of which I've never experienced in my entire life. I've been at it for many, many years, going back to, you know, Ronald Reagan, who closed his eyes to the HIV/AIDS epidemic and let tens of thousands of people die without lifting a finger, including, you know, blaming folks for their own circumstance. Just executive order after executive order, a complete abandonment of any pretense of, you know, trying to be fair and even-handed and just a formal authorization. Worse than some of the things we saw back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s directed against our community. So on the one hand, you know, coming from politics and the official side of the world of politics, the kind of discrimination and pressure that we've not experienced in a generation. On the other hand, Minnesotans and citizens are people of goodwill and, you know, not inherently mean-spirited. And we proved that when we defeated the anti-marriage amendment 15 years ago, when we just talked about love and connection and authenticity and family and responsibility and freedom. And Minnesotans rejected that mean-spirited effort. And, you know, those kinds of personal connections and conversations and the willingness of people to think well of each other just at the neighbor-to-neighbor, you know, community-to-community level, continues to grow in advance.
It does strike me just generationally, the acceptance and how it's moved forward from my parents' generation to our generation to now my children's generation. When Pride is celebrated today, what do you feel? Is it as big as ever? Has it, I feel my first one was staffing a political, an elected official in 1994. That was the first time I had ever been to Pride. And it was eye-opening for me as a straight Minnesotan, just from the suburbs. It had just never been, you know, part of my upbringing. Talk about kind of, you talk about, you know, it started in protest, but now there's a certain amount of celebration. Is there a message today that you think, you know, everyday Minnesotans who don't go to Pride or don't think about it should hear?
Well, I think it's you know, just going back to that core fundamental idea of Pride, that we celebrate love, we celebrate authenticity, we celebrate the right to live in dignity and freedom. You know, living openly and loving affirms the fundamental right of every person to just be who they are. And that's what Pride is about. And, you know, just forming those connections of friendship and community. I think you asked an initial question in the setup, and that was, you know, how large do we think Pride is going to be? Well, I can just tell you that the festival, you know, it runs over Saturday and Sunday and yesterday. I didn't go into the park, but my husband did. He was staffing a booth. I drove by and dropped him off. And it was absolutely packed, you know, every corner of that park. I think it's estimated that, you know, over 500,000 people come to Minneapolis to celebrate Pride every year. And it might even be more. It might be all told, including the parade, you know, in excess of 650,000 people. You know, people feel this pressure of the time and the moment we're in, and they're stepping forward and they're saying, we are here and we need to be seen. We are citizens of this country and we count and we have rights. And we are part of this democracy, and we expect this representative democracy to represent us. And so I think it's going to be a very, very powerful statement now more than ever.
Are there specific things in Minnesota you think that still need to be done in law or that people should be aware of just to, you know, make sure that, you know, there's no misunderstandings or misrepresentations of rights of gay and lesbian?
Well, we have, you know, a very, very strong foundation in law. In 1993, we were the eighth state to pass anti-discrimination measures in our Human Rights Act, and including anti-discrimination against transgender people, the first state to do that. But discrimination still occurs. People are still denied access to basic services, to housing. You know, they're treated poorly in their job settings and the like. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, the enforcement mechanisms are inadequate. We need people just to learn and understand and just have those real heart-to-heart conversations so people understand who we are and, you know, the fact that we're just people. You know, making sure that, of course, you know, transgender young people are not bullied and abused in school or treated poorly and made to feel isolated and despondent because they're, you know, made to feel other or less worthy. And, you know, making sure that our issues are well represented in every conversation, whether that's senior care settings or medical research or on and on. We just, you know, we need to be a part of every conversation and included in terms of the kinds of unique issues that we present and we bring to the public realm.
Well, Senator, I wish you a happy Pride. Enjoy the celebration today, and I'll talk to you down the line.
Great. Thanks so much, Blaise.
No problem. Senator Scott Dibble on the history of Pride. Not a usual topic. In fact, when I drove down and dealt with construction, I realized that I don't know that I've been down in Minneapolis on a Sunday of Pride for a couple years, but the streets are blocked off. It will be a significant celebration. And one of the things that we don't talk about it regularly, it just struck me that 10 years after that Supreme Court decision, it was a good reminder of how we got to where we are. When we come back, your calls, 651-461-9226. What's on your mind? How do we move forward after the assassination of the Hortmans? What do you think of the Big Beautiful Bill? What do you think of the mayor's races in St. Paul and Minneapolis? Open lines, 651-461-9226. I'm Blois Olson. You're listening to the Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're back. And you can give us calls, send us your text, 651-461-9226. What's on your mind? One of the stories that I read quite a bit about yesterday and have been thinking through is the news out of New York of their Democratic primary, where Zohran Mamdani defeated Andrew Cuomo. Mamdani is a socialist. And we have a similar dynamic here in Minneapolis going into the November election. Well, it's not a partisan race and there's not a partisan primary. It'll be ranked choice. You know, we have Senator Omar Fattah, who is also a Democratic socialist, running against Jacob Frey. And this is one of those moments that I think that I have to figure out, and we have to analyze it, because young urban voters continue to move to the left, as they have in Minneapolis, as it's seen in our city council, as seen in our legislative delegation. And it strikes me that what is this phenomenon? Why is someone who's a socialist who in New York, you know, ran on pocketbook issues, but pretty big ideas about controlling certain businesses and things like that in the capital of capitalism. It just struck me, ultimately, we'll see if he wins the general election, but what does that mean in Minneapolis? And how do we look at the Minneapolis race in the same way? Now, Senator Omar Fattah is probably at a disadvantage from the bump that Mamdani got because there's not a primary. And it'll be interesting to see kind of fundraising reports where fundraising is. My gut is that incumbent Mayor Frey will have more money. But it doesn't even feel like a mayor's race right now. But I worry, or I think, about this kind of undertone that people have. So your thoughts, 651-461-9226. One text came in: I think Democrats are making a huge mistake, like the winner in New York, or if Fattah wins, primary, look toward the middle. You know, that is the confounding thing, is that the extreme people on the left point to the right being more extreme, people on the right. And most normal Minnesotans, most people I talk to, are in the middle. And yet the parties keep producing these candidates that really are on the fringe or on the edge. I think about Ken Martin, the former Minnesota chair, who's now the chair of the National Democratic Party. He is wrestling with this within the party. Democrats have long said that they have this big tent, this coalition, but is the coalition being taken over by people too far to the left, which will then push more moderate Democrats out? It's going to shape up in the U.S. Senate race potentially with Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan. That is likely to have a primary, and that primary will be a reflection of the two sides of the Democratic Party, the DFL here in Minnesota. So just be mindful of that. Another text came in, unrealistic positions for Minneapolis economically. Is this ignorance from lack of education? Expand on that. I mean, I think that that's too simple of a statement. It just strikes me that the idea that we're giving up on, or we're looking to significantly change an economic system, is, I think, the most concerning, confusing piece for me, because it is that economic system which, of course, has meant so many things for this country, and how how does that work? So I want your thoughts on that, because the Mamdani phenomenon in New York is something that we will watch here in Minnesota. We've seen this in legislative races, too, because of the endorsement system and the caucus system that gives us more liberal candidates or more conservative, more activist-minded candidates. So keep your text thoughts coming, 651-461-9226. Meanwhile, over in St. Paul, we're not even clear that Melvin Carter has an opponent that will be visible. There are some people who are running, but again, we're not hearing or feeling like it's a race. And that's also surprising given the frustration in St. Paul with economic development. Josh, you know and talk to people, you're of a different generation.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, and I say this about Josh a lot, Josh is one of the hardest working people I know. So you clearly work hard mm-hmm. to make a living, to provide for your family, but is there a frustration amongst your generation about trying to get ahead?
No. I don't want to like speak for my generation either, but
the whole generation,
yeah,
Josh,
the whole generation, the weight is on my shoulders. No, I just I guess. Are you speaking more on like just having to put more work in to equal what many people have previously gained from their work?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think that's part of it.
Okay.
I mean, I grew up thinking that everything was possible through hard work. Like there was no other option given me in my family. And so I get confounded. Like it's just confounding when you work hard, if you're not getting ahead, and how, you know, the price of rent, the price of groceries, inflation is real. I'm not trying to discount it at all. I literally don't know what the alternative is.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked, because
inflation hasn't helped, and I don't want to like completely open that can of worms, because it will.
It's okay.
It's I'm not afraid.
We got cans of worms we can open.
We do. I think it's in relation to like the bigger problems that we have going on in the country, both locally and nationally. I think it's not a problem, but it is. Like there's bigger things, obviously. Everybody brings up the whole egg scenario when it comes to the new presidency and blah blah blah. We're still kind of riding that horse, but I don't see too many of the effects of inflation, but I'm also kind of just spinning around in circles and just kind of mindlessly working all the time, where people maybe outside of me have a little more time to sit down.
Do you feel like you
look at these numbers
are getting ahead? Do you feel like, or do you feel like you're just treading water economically?
Treading water.
Okay. All right. So that's
I feel like I kind of counteracted my point, but
that's all right. No. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I see many things through the eyes of my kids, and my son brought up a fascinating number a couple weeks ago, which was the price of Chipotle as long as he's been eating it. How it used to be 7 and now it's 14.
Yep. It's a lot.
So, you know, what that opened his eyes, right?
We're trying to stay ahead. Businesses are trying to stay ahead. This isn't just a singular person thing. Like these people always complain about prices of like, you know, the Chipotles or even the smaller the hole in the wall mom pop restaurants. Well, these people are also trying to run a business. This isn't like us trying to slap you in the face as consumers of said restaurant. This is more so we're trying to keep up with the Joneses as well. There's a reason that you see restaurants surcharging for certain products when you go to eat there, like eggs, where they kind of just have to they have to put some of these policies in place, and that's just a micro example of what everybody's kind of facing when it comes to keeping up, whether it's a person or a business.
No, I think I represent restaurants and know that you're right. This isn't about the person; it's about our overall economy. And so that's what I'm trying to, you know, kind of discuss is if the how does this play to politics, right? So we saw the November election. Mm-hmm. We saw rural areas vote for Trump. We saw some, you know, we saw some swing back on the economy.
Yeah.
Now we have Mondami running in New York. New York wasn't going to, you know, in a it's a Democratic primary. And so Democrats in New York, driven largely by younger voters, under 30 or under 35, come to the polls and elect a socialist. And so it's a little bit of whiplash on the mood, the divide about the policy in America, urban versus rural, and how everybody is feeling it, but their idea of a solution is so different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, what I'm trying to wrap my head around, is because, you know, younger people, Gen Z voters in November shifted to the right.
Yeah.
And especially men, young men, 18 to 29, flipped from voting for Biden in 2020
yep.
to Trump in 2024. It's one of my most fascinating parts of the 2024 election that I continue to try to understand. And I think I understand it that way. But this whole anti-institution, throw the bums out attitude pervades both parties. But are the candidates or is the candidate the solution when they're that far outside the mainstream when it comes to economic policy or kind of the movement of the middle? So that's going to be the discussion probably for another year and a half before the midterms. But we're going to get our first sample here in November in New York and maybe here in Minneapolis. This is Sunday Take. I'm your host, Bloy Solson. When we come back, this week's take, and it might be time to take a little time off for the 4th of July. That coming up next. We're back on Sunday Take. I'm Bloy Solson. Thanks for listening. Your text still coming in. San Francisco backtracked on its leftist track on mayors. Chicago's ultra-progressive mayor, very unpopular after 1 year. Policy results aren't popular as well. I think that's true, and those are some cities that took the lead on those pieces. It'll be interesting to see if they reverse course. Chicago in particular just continues to amaze me at how they can't find their footing again to be the city that it once was. Hey, Blyce, my concern is seniors and families and singles going to afford anything in the coming years, considering how expensive things are currently. Congress and Senate need to get real and plan for this problem. With climate change mostly caused by humans and climate change mostly caused by humans and factories. There's not, you know, my golden rule, which you've all heard me say, is it's not just one thing. So climate change might be one part of it, but labor costs, the labor shortage, there are multiple factors here in the cost of things for sure. But this week's take is really me looking in the mirror and trying to let people know that I appreciate you listening and everything. But we've had a big year. I've had a couple friends say to me, you are never short of content. And that has been way true this year. Very true. I'm going to take, you know, time off at the end of this week. I do take time off. It's not like I don't take vacations. But I haven't looked forward to it like this, like Thursday, Friday, in a long time. And we're going to not have the newsletters. I'm not going to do radio. I'll be back next Sunday with the show. But I just think it has been a heavy couple of weeks. I think even the weather, you know, the hot weather takes something out of you. The storms add anxiety to people. So we're halfway through the year. My take this week is, everybody – take the time you need to recharge. This is what we're supposed to do. I need to do it. I know people around me need to do it. I know that my next 2 weeks are really busy outside of a couple days off, but I'm struck by how I feel people saying things like, oh my gosh, I got so much. I'm so tired. Da-da. And then you add the news of the last couple weeks in, and it wears on you. And so take your time, refresh, do what you need to do. Enjoy summer in Minnesota. Enjoy family. Recharge. Because if the second half of the year is anything like the first half of the year, it's going to be a long, long year. And then next year is an election year. When is it going to ever slow down? I want to thank everybody for listening this week. Thanks, Senator Scott Dibble. Corzo's up next. The Twins lost again. At least we have the Lynx and the Aurora. But this, when there's no basketball, no hockey, and no NFL, it's really, and the baseball team's not doing well, it's...
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on a scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in 3 stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
It's not easy to be a sports fan. There's not much to watch. I guess I have to start watching soccer again, Josh.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It was my sport as a child. I just can't get into it. What?
Did you watch the draft?
Which one? It was a week of drafts.
Yeah, NHL draft.
I watched a little of the recap yesterday.
Were you a fan of the format?
I was fine with the format.
The mirror on the wall format, as I've been calling it. The looking at the people remotely, like we're still in COVID times and can't just, you know, be in one building, but whatever.
There was a young player who got drafted who chose to stay home on the farm.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Because he said, you know, family taken off from the farm, he could stay and work out. He got drafted by Nashville. That was that and the first overall had great life stories. Yeah. As you know, I'm a hockey junkie. I'm a hockey fan. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we watch it. And we watched the PWHL draft at the Olsen household this week.
Yeah.
And the first goalie chosen, Hannah Murphy from Colgate, a friend of the family, we'll call her, is in Minnesota right now. So there you go.
Love it.
All right. Josh, have a good week. Corzo's up next. That's the Sunday Take.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.